Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. In his budget for the year 2016, released earlier this week, Governor Cuomo proposes three visionary initiatives to fund projects that would vastly improve the health and prosperity of communities throughout the Hudson Valley and across the state. These include dedicating $300 million to the Environmental Protection Fund, increasing by $100 million funding that will enable municipalities to improve wastewater and water treatment systems, and a $100 million downtown revitalization competition. All three proposals would provide major support for plans underway in Valley communities to create vibrant downtowns linked to the Hudson River and natural areas all along it, the very lifeblood of the region's $5 billion tourism economy. Just as important, they would provide a catalyst for leveraging private funds needed to carry out these plans. The Environmental Protection Fund, or EPF, is the state's chief mechanism for increasing access to the Hudson River, protecting local farms that supply fresh food, keeping drinking water clean, and promoting the valley's recreational and cultural assets. A $300 million EPF would be a 70% increase over last year's $177 million allocation, and an all-time high for the fund. A robust EPF makes sense environmentally and economically. Studies show that for every $1 of EPF funds invested to protect land and water, the state receives a $7 return of economic value. EPF-supported industries generate $40 billion in revenue annually and sustain over 350,000 jobs. The increase in funding for improving water infrastructure couldn't come at a more critical time. Already outdated and overburdened water treatment facilities in many communities result in polluted stormwater reaching local streams and the Hudson River. We're talking about raw sewage flowing into our water bodies after significant storms along the river. These plants now face added strains from rising sea levels and more frequent severe storms. As well as a boon for the environment and residents' health, the infrastructure upgrades will foster new economic development opportunities, especially in our downtowns. Finally, the $100 million downtown revitalization competition would award $10 million to 10 communities statewide for projects that will attract and retain residents, visitors, and businesses. Such funds could support exciting work in cities like Newburgh, Poughkeepsie, and Kingston, all carrying out ambitious downtown redevelopment plans. Taken together, these funds signal Governor Cuomo's national leadership in creating prosperous town and city centers and new jobs while ensuring the ongoing protection of world-class natural treasures. All of these proposals must be approved by the legislature, so please contact your senators and assembly members and urge them to follow the governor's lead by supporting these vital measures. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.